Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you noticed that every day in July now, really not every day, but almost every hour, there is major news in the world of sports? And while it's easy to find the doom and gloom, I'll give you that. It's easy to be negative and to believe everything is going downhill and going to hell in a handbasket. I actually don't think that. And I would rather be talking about sports, the possibilities, the challenges, the protocols, the hurdles, the obstacles. I'd rather be talking about them and moving forward and seeing them try than not. So as much as it feels like it's hot and heavy now and there's news coming at us from every sport, every angle, every corner, every hour, I will not forget those months where there really wasn't a whole lot of news and it was eerily quiet on the sports landscape. I'd rather have this kind of drama than nada. And as I've said over and over and over again, I applaud these major sports for trying. No, it's not perfect. Lou Williams, Miami Marlins, these are now the poster children, the poster kids. No, it's not perfect. But I think we're seeing, even with the bumpy reentry for the MLS, remember they lost two of their teams. For the NBA, multiple players testing positive, having to remain in quarantine until they could clear protocols. For Major League Baseball, now two teams shut down through at least Friday. If soccer, basketball, baseball, the NFL that's now initially going through its intake testing for training camps, the NHL having to get everybody back that was overseas, getting them into a pair of hub cities to start the Stanley Cup playoffs. If these sports can stare down every challenge and keep moving forward, that is a major triumph on any level. And we're seeing it every day. It's easier to be doom and gloom, but there are many more reasons to be optimistic, in my opinion. Now, I am generally an optimist. I used to be one of those sunshine and roses optimists. Probably really annoying. Life was all sunshine and roses all the time. Everything's wonderful. I'm so blessed. This is the greatest life ever. Yeah, you don't hear that much out of my mouth anymore. It's not that I am not blessed, because I am. I'm grateful for what I have. But life is hard. 2020 is maybe harder than some of us have ever faced. But that's no reason to give up. And while sports are a microcosm of real life, we are seeing daily real life adjustments. I was actually really impressed, and you'll hear from them, really impressed by what happened and what came out of the Yankees camp. They could have been ticked off, frustrated, running scared, but to a man, they are willing to roll with the punches. They are staying optimistic. They're going to do whatever it takes to move forward. And no, it's not just about baseball. It's about life. It's about their own health. It's about the health of their families. It's about traveling. It's about playing in not just unprecedented conditions, but also in conditions that change daily. And yet, they're good to go. Whatever it takes. And I know that's a sports cliche that we drop a lot in any other typical year. It doesn't carry nearly the same implications. I appreciate what I heard from the Yankees camp. And I generally do think most of these teams, most of these franchises, most of these athletes are in the same place. We'll do what it takes. We recognize that nothing is like it was 6 months ago, a year ago. But we want to play. We've come this far. Let's see this thing through. Boom. That's what I say. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I have a really interesting question for you, and I'm very intrigued to hear your responses because it's not something that I had considered until I heard the idea brought up on Tuesday. I will explain. You're going to need to find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, even before I throw out our show question, you'll maybe want to share your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So you can use our show Twitter, our Facebook, get a head start. Producer Chris has already put up the bright orange box that you need to look for. It's your weekly indicator that now is the time to send your questions. Fire off your queries. It's up there. You'll see it on both Twitter and Facebook if you check it out. I just retweeted it as well. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Do you want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs in real time? Rocket can. 855-212-4CBS. That's our toll-free line always. And we're going to mix in a lot of different headlines on this show, and I'm going to give you as many of my opinions as I can possibly cram in. I'm going to try not to talk really fast, but you know what happens when I get excited. I raise my voice, not because I'm yelling, but because I'm excited. And also, I talk faster. So I will attempt to be measured, pace myself. But there's a lot going on. Holy cannoli, there's a lot going on. I didn't bring cannolis. I did bring chocolate chip cookies, though. I love Dave. Dave will eat anything I bring. He's not worried about virus cookies. I shouldn't be laughing about that, should I? No making jokes about cookies with the virus. I feel like that is me being a bad American. So strike that from the record. Okay, so there's many different places I could start. I could start with the latest surrounding the Marlins and the Phillies and the statement from Major League Baseball. I could start with six Patriots opting out of the NFL season. P.S. They're not all doing it for the virus. Come on. I'm naive. I will admit that, but I'm not that naive. In fact, if you could get away with it and you could take a year off having the pounding on your body and maybe extend your career a little bit longer, especially when you get paid to opt out. Now, you don't get your regular salary, but you get a nice little stipend of 150 grand if you opt out. Maybe you have a new baby at home. Maybe you just don't feel like playing this year. Maybe mentally, physically, you need a break. Ooh, well, you're not going to lose your spot on the team. And if you're already financially secure, don't tell me there aren't athletes out there who are taking this opportunity to not lose their place in line, but to get paid. Okay, it's not as much as what they might have been paid otherwise, but 150 grand is also nothing to sneeze at. Six Patriots opting out on Tuesday morning. And all around the NFL, veterans reporting for training camp. Not sure if you saw it, but the players who are trying to get into the NFL facilities have to pass three coronavirus tests. Three tests have to come back negative, not two. So the NFL is throwing even more money at the problem than did the NBA or the NHL or even Major League Baseball. Though in the case of the Marlins, they're now stepping up testing. Derek Jeter says they're going to daily testing now. And so veterans are reporting, training camps are getting underway soon, but it all depends on the testing and how quickly it comes back, and of course, how quickly they can all pass their three consecutive tests that show they are negative. We've got news as we get closer to the start of the NBA seeding games. It's weird to say that. It's just so non-sexy. The restart, the NBA restart. I guess that's what we'll call it. It's One where you're going to hear about injuries the same as we have with Major League Baseball. There's a direct correlation between stopping, taking a bunch of time off, starting again, and then expecting your physical body not to balk at that a little bit, or expecting there to be some injuries. Now, not every guy is going to be in a rhythm and groove. LeBron James has said he's really trying to find that playoff stride again. He's not quite there yet because this is unnatural, what you're doing to your body when you're ramping up at the end of a regular season and then everything goes quiet. In the case of Major League Baseball, we've had a bunch of injuries to pitchers. However, that's not what's wrong with Joe Kelly. Don't believe it for a second. I will start this show right here, right now, peeps, by admitting I was flat out wrong. I don't remember the name of the caller. Let me see if I can think about it. We had a caller late in our last show. So if I'm not mistaken, it was our final hour. I believe he was calling from Texas. So maybe a Houston Astros fan. I'm going to have to remember his name. And he asked me what I thought about the Dodgers seeking retaliation, the Dodgers seeking revenge against the Astros for 2017. And I said to him, in fact, I was on board with what Dave Roberts said. He didn't expect any retaliation, and neither did I. See what I mean about being naive? I actually thought, silly me, that these two clubhouses, but really forget what the Astros want. They don't have a say anymore. They had their say when they cheated on their way to a World Series. I actually thought the Dodgers would be more concerned about everything else going on in baseball than about sending a message to the Astros, sending a personal telegram to one Alex Bregman, having a heart-to-heart with Carlos Correa, maybe even calling Correa a sweet nothing. Well, it was something, but it was something, all right. I honestly thought that wouldn't be a factor in this game. Wow. Now, I'm not afraid to admit that I'm wrong ever. I mean, I am wrong, of course. This is why I rarely predict anything, because when does life ever go according to our predictions or our plans? Never, really. But I'll say something else. In addition to not being afraid to admit that I was wrong and that I had it wrong, I'm also not sorry that I was wrong. Not even a little bit. I'm actually fine with being flat out wrong. And Joe Kelly, I think there are a lot of baseball fans out there who say, thank you.
The pitch. High and inside. Correa has to duck out of the way. Goes all the way to the backstop. Correa looking out at Kelly with a look of anger on his face.
That was thrown right over the top of his head. That was supposed to be, designed to be a slider.
Oh, uh-huh.
It didn't slide.
Nope, it did not slide. Didn't curve. Didn't really do anything that it was supposed to do, did it? Well, even if that's where it ended, now this was right after Kelly has hit Alex Bregman and essentially thrown behind him. You remember Joe Kelly during quarantine, what happened when he was outside in his backyard and he was throwing against a large net and he misfired on a pitch? There was a video. It went viral. In fact, I don't know if producer Chris can find it again, but it went viral, and Kelly actually broke a window in his own home. I mean, it happens, right? It happens to the best of us. So, you know, he missed against Alex Bregman big time. And then somehow the slider didn't slide. The curve didn't curve. And Carlos Correa got mad about it. Again, if it had ended there, it would have been just fine. It didn't. And America thanks you, Joe Kelly.
Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Slider down and away, and the inning is over.
And some barking going on out to towards Joe Kelly.
Barking.
As Kelly turns around and both the Dodgers and the Astros are mouthing off, and Kelly finally arrives at the dugout, and he is still talking. And the benches are beginning to clear. Oh, we knew it was nearly inevitable. Correa is barking. Kelly is barking. The teams have emptied the benches. Goes without saying, there's not a whole lot of social distancing going on at the moment.
Of course, the bullpens
have emptied. No punches have been thrown. Just a lot of droplets are in the air.
What? What is Charlie Steiner talking about? Of course, there's no social distancing, but none of these guys are positive for the virus. They've all been tested. Okay, two things. That's Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday. And I love how blasé they are about it. Slow. Taking your time. Maybe we should hear the Astros call of the brawl. Well, brawl, excuse me. It was a benches clearing conversation. There was no brawl involved. So we'll hear the Astros version because generally Robert Ford and Steve Sparks inject a little more life into their calls. But two things that are really funny, and I really need producer Chris to find these videos and put them up on our show Twitter after hours CBS. So the first time that Joe Kelly misses accidentally, yeah, right, against Alex Bregman, he gets the ball back on the mound and yawns. Like, all of this is way too boring for him. Like, he's got better things to do. If you haven't seen the video, he gets the ball back from the pitch after he hits Bregman, and Bregman gives him the eyeball and gets to first base. The ball goes back to Kelly, and he takes it on the mound and yawns. But then he has a lot more life after he gets Correa. And here's the video in which you will see Joe Kelly making hysterical faces. He is mocking Correa as he walks off the mound. He's literally sticking his tongue out and shaking his head like a fourth grader. And then, according to Dusty Baker, he fires off this. Nice swing, biatch. I'm sure he didn't say my inflection. Joe Kelly's not only mocking Correa and making faces at him, but then he calls him the B word. Oops. But after the fact, Kelly says, I was really just focused on the game. Raise your hand somewhere in the United States of America if you believe Joe Kelly after he makes fourth grade faces. I actually was expecting him to stick his hands in his ears and go, la, 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 la. So funny. So, you know, a little bit of mirth. Kelly popping off. Oh, and then he sticks his, I forgot about this one. I'm watching it again even as I'm talking to you. He sticks his lower lip out like, and then goes, wah.
You stay classy.
What are you, Joe Kelly? Are you 12? Oh, my goodness. And yet, America's on board with this. I think a lot of us were secretly wearing Dodger blue and rooting for Joe Kelly on Tuesday night. So see, sports go on, life goes on. It's not all doom and gloom. Sometimes we get to stick our tongue out and act like fourth graders. Wah. He actually said, wah. This was, I'm not sure if it was before or after the B word, but you know. Here I am thinking, yeah, they're focused on the virus. They're focused on baseball. Not so much. Thank you, Joe Kelly. That was fun. I appreciate it. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, but really go to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and Chris is going to put those videos up so that you can see what Joe Kelly was doing as he was walking toward the dugout before there was the benches clearing conversation. No, they were not keeping their distance. They were not 6 feet apart, but no, none of them have the virus either. One more thing I want to throw in just as we bring it full circle, and it's important for this game, but it's also important to have perspective. With everything going on surrounding the Marlins and with the panic over shutting them down until Sunday, do you know, going back to last Friday, there have been no positive virus tests on any of the other 29 baseball teams, only the Marlins. Can we please have some perspective? The other 29 teams in Major League Baseball are clean. They're clean. It's working. It didn't work for the Marlins. Somebody didn't follow protocols, and the Marlins are paying dearly for it. They're forfeiting games. If they make them up, great. And I'm not suggesting the Marlins were a World Series contender anyway, but you can't miss a week of games and expect to be contending. So they're paying dearly. But no positive tests among the other 29 clubs going back to last Friday. That's amazing, and it's worth keeping in mind. That perspective is huge. This was not an outbreak around Major League Baseball. It was one team. Protocols kicked in. The rest of baseball plays on, like the Dodgers and the Astros. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's our Hump Show. Good to have you on board. A little bit later on, we've got lots of questions around college football, college sports. Mark Emmert is very concerned. He admitted that on Tuesday. We're expecting a major announcement from the ACC on Wednesday. So we will check in with College Football Talk national writer and reporter Brian Fisher. He'll answer all of our questions with the latest details.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Joe Kelly. First throwing hard like a man, and then channeling his inner 10-year-old. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That little exchange between Robert Ford and Steve Sparks. Now, if you don't know, Steve is a former big league pitcher himself. He's been on the show many times before. And for him, when he said, that looks intentional, and Robert Ford says, all righty. It's like, okay, it's on. Anyway, check out the video. Producer Chris found it. Joe Kelly and his faces. I retweeted it. After Hours CBS. And then also on our Facebook page. Chris, if you can find it for Facebook too, that'd be great. I'm sorry. I needed that. It was funny. And I get it. It's never funny if you hit someone in the head, so don't take this out of context. But Joe Kelly's reactions, the fact that there's an empty stadium and these two teams are having a loud conversation. In fact, if you listen closely enough on the play-by-play, either the Dodgers or Astros radio network, you don't hear fake crowd noise being piped in. What you hear is guys yelling at each other. And you know how fiery the Astros are. They're the big personalities. I mean, they go big or they go home. Same thing with the Dodgers. And so you could actually hear them yelling. Now, you don't hear Joe Kelly saying, nice swing, B-I-T-C-H, to Carlos Correa. But you can hear them getting all fired up. It was a moment to think baseball and baseball only, and that these grudges are dying hard. It was a respite, and I enjoyed watching it. And I do think that Joe Kelly was acting the way that many American baseball fans would like to react toward the Houston Astros, and no one was hurt. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So what about that pitch up and behind Alex Bregman, Joe Kelly?
It was a ball, obviously. Wasn't my best pitch. I mean, it's ball four, and walked him, and never good to put a guy on when you're leading the game. So some of that, you know, I wasn't feeling the greatest, wasn't the most comfortable. Took me a while to hone in my mechanics.
You know what Joe Kelly didn't say? It wasn't intentional. So let's back it up, and let's pretend the question has been asked. Was that pitch intentional? Did you throw behind Alex Bregman up near his head intentionally?
It was a ball, obviously.
Duh.
Wasn't my best pitch. I mean, it's ball four, and walked him, and never good to put a guy on when you're leading the game. So some of that, you know, I wasn't feeling the greatest, wasn't the most comfortable. took me a while to hone in my mechanics.
You don't hear him say, no, it wasn't intentional. No, it was totally an accident. He says it was a ball, obviously. You don't want to put a guy on when you're leading the game, obviously. But he doesn't say, it was an accident. I wasn't intentionally throwing at him.
I mean, it's ball four.
Yeah, you think? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, how about Bregman? Bregman is as fiery as they come. He and Carlos Correa, they have been the voice boxes for defending the Astros. I mean, these guys, there was a time to be quiet and there was a time to not. And Bregman has been defiant. Now, I get it. When everybody's coming at you, your natural instinct is to put your dukes up and fight back. In this case, though, the Astros had zero leg to stand on. And Bregman at times is abrasive, but he doesn't mind that. He doesn't apologize for that. They circle the wagons. They're us against the world. He had the chance to go right at Joe Kelly. He didn't.
I'm angry that we lost the game, to be honest with you. I think we didn't play our best game tonight, myself included. You know what? We move on to the next pitch and we worry about playing baseball tomorrow and trying to win the game.
All righty. So that was fun. Maybe I'm the only one who thought it was fun, but I happened to be listening to it live on the Astros radio network and then going and watching on my phone the various videos that were popping up of Joe Kelly at about the benches clearing conversation. And oh, please make me roll my eyes. How many people do we need on Twitter to point out that they're not spaced 6 feet apart when they're out there on the field? Like, it doesn't. We can all see that. Thank you. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. It was kind of fun just to talk about baseball. Nothing else, just baseball.
Alrighty.
So good. I've missed sports. I've missed you. It's our hump show. We need you to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, watch Joe Kelly channel his In Your 10-Year-Old, and also on our Facebook page. And then again, our phone number, 855-212-4CBS. Bob Uessler joining us now. And man, all of a sudden, Bob, it's become a crazy busy news week in sports from every angle.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier tonight. I didn't have enough time. I really had to speed read there for a while. Whoa. To get everything in.
I would like you to speed read. Can you practice so I can hear what it sounds like?
Just, we'll play the tape back later at double speed. But it's been an interesting night, hasn't it? You definitely are all over the story of intrigue. That's for certain.
He says it was a ball, obviously.
Well, I get a kick out of – I've been listening throughout the night and hearing from some Yankee fans who, of course, despise Joe Kelly for what he did. It was a couple of years ago, Red Sox and Yankees, and he plunked, I believe it was Tyler Austin, I might be wrong on that, of the Yankees. Really got him good. It was a square in the back fastball, and it was a pretty good brawl. And Yankee fans despise Joe Kelly. And tonight I heard some Yankee fans they're now members of the fan club.
Oh, yeah. Joe, I mean, we're fickle in baseball anyway, but Joe Kelly is not afraid. He is a guy that generally will stir the pot anyway. So let's be honest. I feel like he was the perfect Dodger to be on the mound to take. And I don't know. Who knows if this was something they talked about ahead of time, if Kelly volunteered, if Kelly took it upon himself. But let's be honest, Bob, we're never going to know that, but I'm pretty confident that none of the other Dodgers are ticked at him right now.
Oh, no. And this is the guy who certainly was the leading candidate to perhaps step to the front of the line and take matters into his own hands. He was the guy. He broke the window, right, in the offseason?
Yes, yeah. And his wife filmed. His wife was inside the house, and he completely missed his target. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a firecracker. But, yeah. Again, I don't think any of the other Dodgers are mad about it.
No. No, I felt badly for Dusty Baker, poor old Dusty, you know, literally old, and he doesn't
Ouch.
Need this anymore.
Wait, how old is Dusty Baker compared to you, Bob?
Well, he's got me by a few years. I can use, two hands to count the number.
Oh, okay, phew. Because you can't be living in a glass house and throwing stones there, Bob.
No, I definitely I came pretty close to being guilty of that charge.
Oh, Dusty is 71 apparently, but yes. He will be managing into next year. That was decided on Tuesday.
Yes, good. I like Dusty. Yeah. I just don't want to see him getting involved in anything that will push the blood pressure more than it needs to be.
True. Very true. He's definitely old school, though, and he's had many of those moments.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to steal your thunder. I'm going to hear you speed read your update.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Got it. Carlos Correa firing his own shot over the wall. Remember that back in mid-February? And that was in response to Cody Bellinger not only saying that the Astros had stolen the World Series in 17, but do you remember what else he said? Of course, Jose Altuve was wearing a buzzer when he came around home plate, and who doesn't tear a jersey off, and who waits and changes and, you know, goes in the tunnel and puts a different shirt on, yada, yada, yada. So these two clubs have gone back and forth, and Cody Bellinger did not hold back. Even though it wasn't Bellinger on the mound on Tuesday evening as the Dodgers played the Astros in an empty Minute Maid Park. Oh my gosh, how different it looked. Even though there were no fans there, the intensity was ramped up. Also, I just got a tweet from what I can only assume is a Astros fan. And he says, when one of these Astros ends up in the hospital, I'm going to remember how you laughed. And I'm going to remind you. Oh, yeah. Here, I'll just be honest. If one of the Astros, Bregman or Correa, ends up in the hospital over what happened tonight, I'm absolutely going to laugh. Stop it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Correa, by the way, on MLB Network. Never a dull moment. Never. And it was fun to just focus on that game for a little while. And there is plenty of other news. Aaron Rodgers speaking to Kyle Brandt on the Ringer podcast and giving us the lowdown on what draft night was like for him and why he believes that he and the Packers are headed for a breakup eventually. We will get to that next hour. Also next hour, we've got college football under the microscope. Brian Fisher of College Football Talk. He's got the latest in the wake of Mark Emmert's statements on Tuesday and what could be a major announcement from the ACC on Wednesday. So he's got the last and the last and the latest and the greatest information before we hear anything else coming up on Wednesday. In addition, Major League Baseball, because of what happened with the Marlins, they're checking and rechecking their protocols, but you've got teams that are moving forward, really impressed with how the Yankees have handled everything in the last 48 hours. The NBA, Anthony Davis poked in the eye and may miss the Lakers game against the Clippers on Thursday, though Frank Vogel and the Lakers are holding out hope that he can still be on the court. So there's a lot happening. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico can already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4CBS. Major news from the NFL on Tuesday, even as you've got veterans reporting to training camp and the likes of Bruce Arians and Ron Rivera talking about their guys getting into camp and what this has been like. Side note, I love Bruce Arians for a lot of reasons, but he has been this voice of optimism and calm throughout the pandemic. Confidence as well. And that absolutely bleeds through to his locker room and to the guys on his roster that he's with day in and day out, not to mention his coaching staff. So bravo, Bruce. So we'll get to Bruce Arians and, as I mentioned, Aaron Rodgers. But the big NFL news that happened just a couple of hours ago, Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa has a brand new contract extension. Now he's in the final year of his rookie deal. Remember, he was the third overall pick in 2016 with the Chargers, and this is now the largest contract ever awarded by this franchise. It's a new day, Chargers fans. The fattest contract ever handed out by the team formerly known as the San Diego Chargers. Here are the deets reported by multiple sources, though not yet unveiled by the Chargers. They've only indicated that they have signed him to
the
a contract
San Diego
extension.
Chargers.
Not anymore. 5 years, $135 million. That's the total value of the contract. But listen to this. $78 million guaranteed at signing. As in right now. $78 million guaranteed just by signing on the dotted line. And when you consider the life of the contract, so the 5 years that the extension covers, his total guaranteed money, $102 million. No matter what happens from this point forward, if Joey Bosa ends up with more injuries, if it doesn't work out, if he's creates a total thud in the next few years, which isn't likely to happen. We know those Bosas have some pretty intense motors. He's getting $102 million guaranteed over the life of this deal.
That's a lot of...
Yeah, you think? And how about this? It's a record for any defensive player in NFL history. Nerd alert. $102 million total guaranteed money, a record for an NFL player on the defensive side of the ball. So congratulations to Joey Bosa. It's pretty interesting, all of the movement, all of the activity, all of the attention being paid to the defensive side of the ball and how critical those players are to the success of their teams. It's not as though we didn't realize that, but I think what you saw with the San Francisco 49ers and the way that defense propelled the team to the NFC Championship, in addition to being on display in the Super Bowl. Granted, they lost that game, but let's be honest, that defense really was the catalyst for the Niners all year. It was why, for the longest time, people were predicting they would not lose. It's why they ended up with the number one seed. Defense travels, its intensity, its heart, its communication, its desire, its work ethic. It's not as much rhythm and timing, though certainly the more rhythm you have with your teammates, the more you get to know one another. Obviously, the easier it becomes to anticipate each other's movements and to be the yin to another defensive player's yang. Essentially, you all work together as a fluid unit, as opposed to each individual guy doing his own thing. But the way that we've seen defensive players get paid in this offseason, and the way we've seen defensive players get traded recently, we talked about this. Since 2000, so the last 20 years, only 8 NFL players have ever been traded for 2 first-round draft picks. And what do we know? They're on the defensive side of the ball. Khalil Mack, Jalen Ramsey, those are 2 major examples. And then Jamal Adams just in the last week. Actually, in the last few days. And now here is Joey Bosa. $102 million in guaranteed money. Except if you're handing it out, Jonathan Jones believes that Bosa is worth it.
You pay the guy who gets to the quarterback. I mean, there are some premium positions in the NFL. Joey Bosa plays one of them, and he plays it incredibly well. 40 sacks through just, I think, 51 games that he's been a part of course, 2 seasons ago, he had that foot injury, so he didn't play the full season. But every season in which he has played a full season, he has double-digit sacks. The Chargers are in a position, of course, certainly with Justin Herbert on that rookie deal now and for the next several years, they're in a position to pay their top-flight guys. And they're already going to be paying Joey Bosa as the former number 3 overall selection. So why not, with about the $20 to $22 million they had in cap space, go ahead and take care of him right now. Lower that cap number this season in case you need to bring some folks on. You know that he's going to be a part of your team for any number of years to come. So honestly, who really cares about the salary cap next season because you had to pay him? Again, this is a guy from 2016. We're seeing guys getting paid from the 2017 draft, right? Christian McCaffrey and Patrick Mahomes, Myles Garrett, of course, the number 1 overall pick. And so now that we see Joey Bosa in a spot where, let's not forget, when he joined the Chargers, his mom had said something to the effect of, I wish we had pulled an Eli Manning. There was some contract disputes going on for several months in terms of what his signing bonus would be in his rookie season. And now 4 years later, what have you done for me lately? 40 sacks in those 50-plus games. Yeah, it's time to get paid, young man.
Jonathan Jones on CBS Sports HQ. Just a little bit of snazzy music in the background to... Not that you need to dress up what he's saying, but to indicate to you that this is fun stuff right here. Certainly fun for Joey Bosa. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I am really interested to hear what football fans think about the now 6 Patriots who have opted out of the 2020 season. And we're not talking about all reserves. We're talking about multiple starters. Linebacker Dante Hightower, who is a huge star, especially when the bright lights are on, especially when we're talking about playoff games, Super Bowls. Safety Patrick Chung, both of these guys, longtime Patriots, opting out of the 2020 season. Running back Brandon Bolden also has decided he will not play in 2020. Starting offensive tackle Marcus Cannon is among those as well. You're talking about a half dozen players now. And then if you throw in that they've had departures because of free agency to big time linebackers Kyle Van Noy and Jamie Collins, think about it. Three of their star linebackers, three starters at that position, all gone from the Patriots in 2020. According to Hightower, it wasn't an easy choice, but he and his wife just had, maybe it's fiance actually, he and his fiance just had their first baby and decided that it was a good time for him to be home with the family. I do not in any way begrudge these guys. If they want to opt out and they know they're only getting $150,000 this year and they don't even really care about the virus as much as just being home with their families and taking a year off, that's their option. They have that option. But that's why a lot of these guys are doing it.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.